God is a God of love, and he does not teach through fear or use fear in any way. Hello, my name is David Nelms, and I've written many articles that provide spiritual insight, and I'm happy to share them all with you. Before we begin, please take a moment to clear your thoughts and ask the Holy Spirit to help you see things more clearly. Today's topic is Prophecies of Doom. We begin. Edgar Cayce, Nostradamus, John from Revelations, the Mayans, and numerous other authors and psychics have all depicted terrible end-time cataclysms that will result in the end of life as we know it. Like moths to a flame, we appear to be attracted to these prophecies since we tend to believe that we may be somewhat deserving of a fiery end, or at least that some people deserve or earned this future. Various end-of-the-world dates have been predicted hundreds of times since 30 AD, and even more predictions are provided for as far ahead as 2047 at this time. And as each year passes, more end-of-the-world predictions occur for even later years. The addition of more and more predictions is inevitable, since each occurrence of previously hidden evidence or newly discovered information will result in predictions going on for thousands of years to come, or until we choose to stop subjecting ourselves to such fearful and unnecessary banter. Some popular end-of-the-world dates were and are 1982. Pat Robertson predicted that the world would end, plus world ends due to the Jupiter effect. 1988, 40 years after Israel became a nation, based upon biblical quote of "this generation shall not pass," with the generation being counted as 40 years, plus 1948 for the year they became a nation. 1993, same as previously, but 7 years added for the tribulation period. 1998, because 666 times 3 equals 1998, plus based upon predictions from Nostradamus as depicted in the movie The Man Who Saw Tomorrow. 1999, predicted by Kirk Nelson using Edgar Cayce's predictions in conjunction with the Bible. 2000, world ends due to the new millennium. Also, if you divide 2000 by 3, you get 666, plus another Jupiter effect, plus also predicted in the book The Bible Code. Plus, Hal Lindsey updated his prediction from being in 1988, based upon 40 years after Israel becomes a nation, to the rapture happening in 2000 and the end of the world in 2007. 2001, a Jack Van Impe prediction. Plus, since there is no year zero, the true millennium is 2001. 2007, same as previous, but includes an adjustment for calendar changes in the Middle Ages, plus Hal Lindsey updates end dates to possibly now be in 2040 or 2047. 2009, Jerry Falwell predicts the end in 1999, saying less than 10 years to go. 2012, Mayan calendar ends, plus the book The Bible Code includes yet another end date, plus Nostradamus picks this date in his newly discovered revelations, plus variations of interpretations from Edgar Cayce. I am not going to argue that Edgar Cayce, Nostradamus, or biblical prophets may have had the capacity to see what we interpret as future events, but what I do know is true is that these depictions have more to do with dreaming or fashioning the future as compared to predicting it. Even though hundreds of world-ending predictions have come and gone in centuries past without the world ending, The moment the next prediction is presented, the masses are drawn to this prophecy of doom and embrace it as inevitable and allow the fear of the prediction to affect them in some way. The only reason these predictions attract any interest at all is because we feel so unable to control our own futures, and therefore we use these predictions as a way to grab apparent control, even though the future these prophecies provide for us are events we would not otherwise have chosen. In our frantic attempt to grab control of the future by accepting these predictions, we totally deny our own capacity to provide a better future that we could manifest ourselves. End-time prophecies may appear to provide us with a glimpse of our future, but all they really do is diminish our capacity to see that we have total say in what the future holds, because the future is not set. The future is based solely upon what our mind believes is possible or inevitable today, this moment. Your thoughts and resulting actions at this moment are what shapes the future and nothing else. If following a crowd and simply accepting the worst is where the majority of us desire to go, then let's look at where this method of thinking might take the world. Let's say that one of these predictions were really true and an event will occur that will wipe man's existence from the earth. How should we respond to this? How should we really view this possibility? The only reason any prediction of the future would concern you is if you believe that the physical you is all there is. If you do not perceive or consider that there is something beyond the physical, then yes, the end of the world is the end of everything, and man's every conscious thought of every person simply ceases to exist as the universe just shakes us off. It's as though we never existed and as though not a single achievement or struggle ever happened or mattered at all. Life loses all meaning, and even though this has not happened yet, the thought of it could only strip you of any reason to want to move forward and make something positive of your life. Alternatively, if you do see that we are more than these bodies, and if you can perceive that we are actually spirit beings that simply use these bodies for a time, then any prediction of the end of the world has no real impact, since it is though you are simply saying that one of your dreams will end. We experience this life, and we behave as though we are really here and as though we are affected by all things, just like we do when we dream. But as when you awaken from any dream, you simply release the value the dream provided and often totally forget what it was about. Likewise, the end of times, were it to occur, would bring about an end of your physical life, and you would awaken within a spirit existence and see that the physical things you thought mattered don't matter anymore. Even though the physical universe would say you are dead, you'll clearly see that you never died, but simply left that physical body and every concern that it manifested. When the body dies for any reason, even if the whole world were destroyed as well, the results for you are the same. This simply means that you move on to whatever is next. What is next can only be guessed about and is therefore a waste of time to ponder or debate. No matter what does come next, the spirit you continues to exist and will continue its journey back to our Father and Creator. Some believe we are reincarnated here on Earth, or even possibly on other planets, and even as other species. This may or may not be true, but it does not matter, since whatever form you may take, that form is still only a shadowy reflection of the spirit you, which is eternal and never dies. So, while experiencing life here on Earth, or in your next existence, what is the best thing to do when faced with such terrible predictions of pending doom? You can choose to be open to see these predictions more clearly and see that you have a choice as to when, if, and how they occur. You can choose to embrace the fear of the predictions and become a willing partner for why they occur, or you can choose to see that you are a spiritual being that has the capacity to make higher and more peaceful choices. You can choose to see that you have the capacity to allow the future to be nothing more than a perfect and peaceful path towards God. To release yourself from any fearful concept of what the future may hold, first release all images of what you think the future should be or may be. Then invite the Holy Spirit to correct your thinking and say, "I am open for that which is best." By actively allowing the Holy Spirit to make your decisions for you, you can simply feel secure in knowing that God will bring into your life only that which will result in drawing you closer to Him. You can then cease to use your own judgment to interpret the events of the world and allow yourself to see things as He sees them, as peaceful and loving paths towards the light. Everything can be seen as an opportunity to grow and move forward, and no matter how anyone else may view your circumstances or the circumstances of the world, your existence can be one of peace because you will have nothing to fear, nor will you fear what may happen to others, since you can know that no matter what they may allow to happen, the worst thing they can do is to end their dream of being physical here. Since their spirits live eternally, their journey back to our Father will still continue on in some way until we are all reunited again. Our world, or the existence we perceive outside of God, will end someday, but this is a glorious and happy event, not something of cataclysm and doom. Nobody dies. Nobody loses. Everyone wins. When we no longer see this world as something we need or want, we will once again return to our Father and Creator. At that time, our thoughts of this world will simply fade away as any bad or unusual dream does, and we will resume our eternal existence with our Father, and the 1 second of eternity that was this world will simply cease to exist. Being reunited with our Father eliminates our desire for this world to exist, and that is when the world ends. This article has concluded. To access more articles, please visit the Being Willing website at www.beingwilling.com. That's BeingWilling.com, beingwilling.com. Thank you for allowing me to share this time with you, and have a great day.